purpose of my life is to free the numberless sentient beings who are the source of all my past, present, and future happiness, temporary as well as ultimate happiness, including all the realizations of the path, liberation from samsara and enlightenment, from all the oceans of samsaric suffering, including the causes, delusion, karma. In order to do this, I must achieve full enlightenment, therefore I need to actualize the path, therefore I need to purify the defilements. If I were now born in hell, it would be so unbearable. Even one tiny fire spark on my body is hundreds of thousands of times hotter than the whole entire fire energy in the world. It's so unbearable that experiencing it for even an instant is like suffering for many eons. I've created numberless causes to be born in the hell realms by creating the 10 non-virtuous actions countless times in this and beginningless past lives. I've created numberless causes to be born in the hell realms by breaking the pranamoksha vows, by breaking the bodhisattva vows, and by breaking tantric vows countless times in this and beginningless past lives. And I've created numberless causes to be born in the hells by creating the heaviest negative karma in relationship with the holy virtuous friend, the Lama, the Guru, which includes harming the holy body, breaking the advice, disturbing the holy mind, having non-devotional thoughts, and allowing heresy and anger to arise in my mind, and they produce the greatest obstacles to achieving realizations, and they create the greatest suffering. Every single one of these negative actions has four suffering results: the ripening result, a rebirth in the lower realms; the possessed result, the type of environment I'm born into when again a human; the result similar to the cause of my experience; and the worst one, a result similar to the cause in my actions, which means that again and again I'm driven to create the same negative actions in the future. And so again and again I have to experience the four suffering results. In this way, samsara has no end. Not only that, the karma increases, so from even a small negative action can come huge suffering results. And karma is definite to be experienced. So every negative action I've created will definitely bring its result, no matter how long it takes, until it is purified. So from one negative karma, I have to experience the result over and over again for so many hundreds of lifetimes. Understanding this, how can I stand to live life without purifying myself and getting rid of all these negative karmas, just as I would try to get rid of the deadly poison in my body? Not only that, but I'm going to die, and death can come even today, any moment. Therefore, I must purify all my negative actions right this second. In order to do that, I'm going to do these prostrations with the practice of confessing downfalls. And I'm going to do this so that I can develop myself in order to work for the happiness of all sentient beings. So visualize in the space in front of you your guru in the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha, the thousand-armed Chenrezig at his heart. At the heart of the thousand-armed Chenrezig is a syllable Hri, and from this beams of light emanate, forming six rows in the space below. At the end of each beam is a throne supported by elephants and adorned with pearls. On each throne is seated the Buddha. In the first row are six Buddhas, blue in colour and in the aspect of a Kshobhya, with the exception of the third Buddha, King Lord of the Nagas, who has a blue-coloured body but a white head. In the second row, there are seven Buddhas, white in colour, in the aspect of Arachana. In the third row, the seven Buddhas, yellow in colour, in the aspect of Ratnasambhava. In the fourth row, the seven Buddhas, red in colour, in the aspect of Amitabha. In the fifth row, there are seven Buddhas, green in colour, and in the aspect of Moga City. These are the 35 confession Buddhas. Each one is in the posture of that particular Dhyani Buddha. In the final row are the medicine Buddhas. Think that each one of these Buddhas is the embodiment of all three times, past, present, future, all 10 directions, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and all statues, stupas, and scriptures. Think that they embody all holy objects whose essence is the Guru. Have complete faith that each one has the power to purify all your negative karmas and imprints accumulated since beginningless time. Now imagine that you emanate numberless bodies, and that as you prostrate, all these bodies prostrate along with you from all directions, covering every atom of the earth. Om Namo Manjushri Namasa Shri Namautama Shri Soha. Om Namo Manjushri Namasa Shri Namautama Shri Soha. Om Namo Manjushri Namasa Shri Namautama Shri Soha. Homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls. I, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dhamma, I take refuge in the Sangha. I, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dhamma, I take refuge in the Sangha. I, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dhamma, I take refuge in the Sangha. To the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, high prostrate. To the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, high prostrate. To the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, high prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying the Vajra essence, high prostrate. To the Tathagata, thoroughly destroying the Vajra essence, high prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying the Vajra essence, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, King Lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, King Lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, King Lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, meaningful to see, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, meaningful to see, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, meaningful to see, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with courage, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with courage, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with courage, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, deity of the water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, deity of the water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, deity of the water god, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, pure light rays, cleaning going by clay, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure light rays, clearly going by play, I prostrate. To the Tathagata, pure light rays, clearly going by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays, clearly going by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays, clearly going by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays, clearly going by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name, I renowned, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name, I renowned, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name, I renowned, I prostrate. To Tathagata King holding the victory banner of foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata King holding the victory banner of foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata King holding the victory banner of foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious one totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious one totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious one totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious transcendence through subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious transcendence through subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious transcendence through subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata all subduing the dual lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata all subduing dual lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata all subduing dual lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, King of the Lord of Mountains firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, King of the Lord of Mountains firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, King of the Lord of Mountains firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, renowned glorious King of excellent signs, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, King of melodious sound, brilliant radiance and skill, adorned with jewels, moon and lotus, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, stainless excellent gold, illuminating jewel, who accomplishes all contact, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, glorious supreme, unfree from the sorrow, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, melodious version of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, clearly known by the play of supreme wisdom of the notion of Dharma, I prostrate. To the Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat perfectly completed Buddha, medicine guru, King of Plattus Azuli Light, I prostrate. All those who 35 Buddhas and others, as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfectly completed Buddhas as there are existing, sustaining, residing, and all the world systems of 10 directions, all you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life and all the states of rebirth which I have circled in samsara throughout beginning of slides, whatever negative actions I have created, made others correct, or rejoiced in the creation of, whatever possessions of suttas, possessions of the Sangha, or possessions of the Sangha of the 10 directions that I have appropriated, made others appropriate, or rejoiced in the appropriation of, whichever among the 5 actions of immediate retribution I have done, caused to be done, or rejoiced in the doing of, whichever powers of 10 non-virtuous actions I've engaged in, caused others to engage in, or rejoiced in the engaging in, whatever I've created, being obscured by these karmas, causes me and sentient beings to be born in the hell realms, in the animal realm, in the predator realm, in irreligious countries, as barbarians, or as long-life gods with imperfect faculties, holding wrong views, or not being pleased with Buddha's descent. In the presence of the Buddha Bhagavans, who are transcendental wisdom, who are eyes, or witnesses, who are valid, and who see with omniscient consciousness, I am admitting and confessing all these negativities. I will not conceal them nor hide them, and from now on in the future I will abstain and refrain from committing them again. All Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. In this life and all other states of rebirth which I have circled in samsara throughout beginning of the slides, whatever roots of virtue I have created by generosity, even as little as giving just one mouthful of food to a being born in the animal realm, whatever roots of virtue I have created by guarding morality, whatever roots of virtue I have created by following pure conduct, whatever roots of virtue I have created by fully ripening sentient beings, whatever roots of virtue I have created by generating bodhicitta, and whatever roots of virtue I have created by my unsurpassed transcendental wisdom, all these assembled and gathered, combined together, I fully dedicate to the unsurpassed, the unexcelled, that higher than the high, that superior to the superior. Thus I completely dedicate to the highest perfectly complete enlightenment. Just as the previous Buddha Bhagavans are fully dedicated, just as the future Buddha Bhagavans will fully dedicate, and just as the presently abiding Buddha Bhagavans are fully dedicating, like that I too dedicate fully. I confess all negativities individually. I rejoice in all the merits. I urge and implore all Buddhas to grant my request, and I receive the highest, most sublime, transcendental wisdom. To the conquerors, the best of humans, those who are living in the present time, those who have lived in the past, and those who will likewise come, to all those who have qualities as vast and infinite ocean, with hands folded, I approach for refuge.
And so firstly, we just make sure we're sitting in a good position for meditation, attending to the different points as suggested by the Varachana position. So whether we're sitting in a chair or on a cushion, very important to get in the habit of good posture for meditation, but comfortable. It's also good not to just sit without attending, of course, without attending to your posture, but also just give yourself some time to settle. Also allowing the mind and the thoughts to settle, consciously making the decision to not get involved with any thoughts, any memories that may arise, any potential distractions of thinking about what might be going on elsewhere at the time that you're meditating, or any thoughts for the future, plans for the future, whether that's long term or short term. The mind is just absolutely so used to living in that state where it's either a thought of the future, some sort of plan, some sort of anticipation of what might happen, good or bad, or thoughts about what's going on elsewhere, what people are doing, what it would be like to be doing something else. And thoughts of the past, different visions that come to mind, memories of conversations, events. And it's virtually impossible to stop those until we're very skilled at meditation and achieve the higher levels of meditation. If we sit and enter a meditation session with the intention to stop those thoughts and to make my mind quiet, then chances are it's not going to be very happy meditation, and the worst part is it's very easy to become discouraged, to feel, well, maybe I'm not meant to meditate. That's such a shame. But what we do have control over, it does take practice, but what we do have control over, what we can do, is to make the decision not to get involved with those thoughts, those potential distractions. Not to encourage them, not to follow them. But of course the mind is quite sneaky, quite subtle, and we do find that despite best intentions, all of a sudden we're daydreaming or thinking about something that we're going to do today, whatever. And the next decision to make is to be patient when that happens and not get frustrated. And I find that it can be helpful to think of that as being an opportunity to strengthen, if you like, the muscle of concentration, the muscle of awareness, just as we would if we wanted to lift very heavy weights. We need to practice, get the muscles used to lifting lighter weights, and lots of repetitions, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and slowly, slowly the muscles build up, and lifting that heavy weight is then possible. And I think in the same way we could look at the opportunity of the mind being distracted. If you recall, Gyatso was talking the other day about remembering the object, because a distraction happens when the mind forgets the object. And so to strengthen the mind and the ability to hold the object, to remember the object, we need to strengthen that ability, and we do that by using the times that we're distracted, becoming aware of the distraction, letting go of it, returning the awareness back to the object of meditation. As many times as needed, as patiently as we can. And slowly, slowly, it becomes better and better, our mind becomes stronger, and the distractions become weaker and less frequent. So now, with the feeling of vastness, spaciousness, as best you can, a feeling of clarity in the mind, very gently, without a sense of tightness, very gently, become aware of the breath entering and leaving your body. It's recommended to choose one of three points as the focus of awareness. You can become aware of the muscles retracting, relaxing as you breathe in and out, or feel the air as it passes through your lips, the warmer air as you breathe out, the cooler air as you breathe in, or through your nose. So choosing one of those three points, just experience the breath entering and leaving your body. So as we continue, remember to be patient, not agitated by distractions if they occur. You may like to count your breaths. This can help to hold the breath as the focus of awareness. So counting each in-breath and out-breath up to, say, 10. See if you can get to 10 without distraction. If the mind does become distracted, just start back at 1 again. So we can finish meditation now with a couple of deeper breaths. And dedicate the merit from this practice this morning to the enlightenment of all the sentient beings. So the two major distractions, causes of distractions to our meditation session, is the mind being quite busy, quite active, but also the opposite, the mind being quite dull. And in the texts they describe it as sinking, that feeling of sinking and dozing sometimes. Another distraction is mosquitoes. They had a very persistent mosquito this morning, so unexpected things come up. So it's good not to have expectations, you know, if we think, oh, I've done everything perfectly and nothing's going to go wrong, you know, just go with the flow, because there'll be good times and bad times with meditation. And so try not to get hung up on one bad session, better to look at it in big chunks of time. So, well, last week was pretty good, you know, a couple of mornings where I was distracted but not so bad. But if we get too involved in day to day and, you know, feel that I have a really bad morning, I can't meditate, we become discouraged. So try not to think in that way. Also, one little analogy which I found very helpful, still find very helpful, is if we think about that balance, we're trying to keep a balance between that dull mind, if you like, and the excited mind. So in between, so the mind is very aware and just, you know, hopefully quite stable and sort of maybe fluctuating a little, but not going to either of the two extremes. So an analogy I found helpful was, if you imagine that you've got a newborn chicken in the palm of your hand, this very delicate little bird in the palm of your hand. You think of that as the mind and holding an object. You want to make sure that that little creature is safe and secure, but you're not going to squeeze hard, because you'll damage it. And so, just to sort of showing it, don't have a tight mind. You know, we say focus on the breath. And sometimes the feeling is, you know, it's a really narrow focus, holding on to the breath. It's not like that. It's a very spacious feeling in the mind. Just bring the awareness of the breath into that space. So it's not that tight feeling, but it's also not so relaxed that you don't care. Because, you know, if the chicken moves around, it's just going to fall off the side of your hand. So you're constantly just adjusting. As it moves around, you sort of bring it back and just make adjustments. And so that's what we should be doing, or trying to do with the mind, is just adjusting. A little bit of firmness here and there, a little bit of relaxation, just allowing it to rest. So that sort of feeling, not that tightness, but not so relaxed that the mind just wanders off. And it's it's difficult to do, you know, it takes so much practice, and we have to keep practicing just to keep the mind in that space without going to the two extremes. So maybe that analogy can be helpful. Okay, enjoy breakfast.
as distracting thoughts fade away and your mind becomes more and more clear, experiencing the breath. Turn your attention to the subjective mind itself, the stream of awareness that is your mind. Become aware of its natural stillness and peace and quiet when thought patterns have faded away. There is an inner power and clarity and awareness going moment by moment through time. The capacity to be aware of things to a far greater extent than I could ever have imagined. Try to recognize that natural state of purity of your mind and remain aware of the ongoing stillness and clarity of awareness. If ripples of thoughts begin to arise, pay no attention. Let those ripples disperse to the periphery of your mind and disappear, like the ripples on the surface of a pond, spreading out and disappearing on the edges. Go back to the natural, clear stillness of your mind and abide there. And within that stillness, remember the qualities of the Dhamma and the realizations of the path, and generate a mental image of these realizations in the aspect of a golden throne with many jewels, supported by snow lions in the space in front of you. On top of the throne is a pure, clean lotus flower. In the center of which are the sun and moon cushions. seated upon the moon is your teacher in the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha. Focus your attention single-pointedly upon the three-dimensional living image made of light in the space in front. Subjectively, feel great trust, confidence, great joy in having met a qualified teacher and establishing a relationship with him or her. Feel that you are surrounded by all sentient beings in human aspect. Identify with them as your universal family. Then imagine that with your hands together at your heart, you kneel in front of Lama Shakyamuni Buddha and speaking on their behalf, you request purification of all karma afflictions and the resultant suffering from your minds and the minds of all other sentient beings. Your teacher is delighted with your request. From his heart sends out countless blissful rays of white light into the minds of yourself and all others, cleansing you of all karma afflictions and suffering. Feel that your body is empty of all internal organs and structures, just filled with a blissful white light that's oneness with your mind. It's just the outline of your skin remaining. then request Lama Shakyamuni Buddha to bestow upon yourself and all others all the realizations of the path from the beginning to the end. From his heart he sends out countless beams of blissful golden light. That enter the bodies of yourself and all beings, becoming oneness with your mind, and you attain all the realizations up to enlightenment. Concentrate single-pointedly on your mind, oneness with the blissful golden yellow light filling your body. Feel that all the sentient beings around you have attained enlightenment, your environments have become pure lands. The pure land environments dissolve into the newly attained Buddhas who dissolve into the Dhammakaya. Then focusing on the image in front, snow lions melt and absorb into the throne. Throne absorbs into the lotus. Lotus into the sun. Sun into the moon. The moon into Shakyamuni. Then your teacher in the aspect of Shakyamuni comes to the top of your head. Melts into blissful light that flows down, entering your body, becoming oneness with the most subtle wind and mind at your heart. All that remains is your body, floating like a bubble of light in clear, empty space. Then imagine that your body gradually dissolves inward, like condensed breath on a mirror evaporating from the outside in. the last point to go is at your heart, and all that remains is your mind blissfully, single-pointedly experiencing emptiness. The merely imputed self is empty of the apparent inherent existence that has always appeared in the past through ignorance. The I that you've always thought you were has been obscured by mental fabrication. Focus your mind on the absence of an inherently existing I, upon the mere I. Think, this is my ultimate nature. Non-inherent existence. Your mind has attained the Dharmakaya, and within that is the power of bodhicitta, which manifests as blissful light in a vast empty space, in order to benefit sentient beings. That light takes the aspect of your body, your old body, but the actual old body that arose through karma and affliction is gone forever. Think that your body is now a product of wisdom and compassion. Its purpose is to guide all mother sentient beings out of suffering. This is the meaning of your life. think with strong determination that from this moment onwards, every action of my mind, my speech and my body will be directed towards helping others, however I can, according to the situation. Giving mundane relief, happiness, freedom from pain, as well as supramundane guidance, showing the path to enlightenment. Whatever is needed, whatever can be done, so dedicate the positive energy of this meditation to performing those actions of body, speech and mind for the welfare of Mother Sentient Beings for the rest of this life and all future lives. Then you can gradually relax and stop the meditation.